based biofuels. Olden once held a post on the board of directors for Marathon Oil and had significant stock holdings. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. We've got a great guest this morning. I just wanted to briefly comment. You know, as I read all the material coming out about the Gulf oil spill and about how we're contaminating the beaches, and they'll show you a beach, and there are three or four little blobs of tar balls there. But, you know, if they were putting out all this oil that they claim they were putting, there'd be tremendous contamination of all the beaches. And yet, you look, a lot of the beaches, you see a few little particles of oil washing up there. Some of them, there's some big blobs of oil. But it's not coating all the beaches. And the figure is how many gallons are being put out a day. Sometimes it's 24,000 barrels. Sometimes it's 40,000 barrels. Sometimes it's 100,000 barrels. And then, of course, it's in gallons. How many gallons and then how many liters? And ladies and gentlemen, they're playing games with your mind. They're telling us we're going to have to evacuate the coastal areas, that people are going to die from the hydrogen sulfide. People are going to die from the benzene. People are going to die from all sorts of things. And, oh, it's the worst environmental disaster. And they keep repeating it over and over and over. And it's all about stopping offshore oil drilling so that they can basically cut off our oil supplies, domestic oil supplies, so we'll be dependent on other countries. Well, we've got the greatest supplies of oil anywhere in the world, in Colorado and Bakken and the Arctic oil reserves and the North Slope of Alaska. And they never talk about any of those things. Oh, it's simply we've got to stop offshore oil drilling. And as a result of what happened in the Gulf, they stopped offshore oil drilling, deep oil, offshore oil drilling in Alaska. Why would you stop offshore oil drilling in Alaska? Because they had an accident in the Gulf. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being put on, as you always are. Once you understand that, you'll understand that this is another Three Mile Island. Three Mile Island had nothing to do with danger from nuclear power. But they cut off nuclear power for 30 years. We've not built one nuclear power plant in the United States. We can subsidize them throughout the rest of the world. It is all aimed at harming America, of running up the cost of our electricity, impoverishing our people, lowering our living standards. America is under attack today. That and the next issue would be the fact that there are 11 U.S. naval ships and one Israeli warship that just went through the Suez Canal, now in the Red Sea. I got an email from one of our friends who's very closely affiliated with intelligence, and all it said yesterday was, it's beginning. It's beginning, talking about the coming war with Iran. Well, with that as a background, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to our special guest, our good friend, Constance Cumbie, who's certainly one of the world's leading expert, if not the world's leading expert, on the occult movement, the New Age movement, which permeates every aspect of our government and is the common denominator behind everything, because these people want to plunge us into a war over there where the Muslims will kill the Christians and the Jews, and the Christians and Jews will kill the Muslims, because, of course, they feel that this great war will foreshadow the arrival of their leader, the Antichrist, who will take control of the world. Good morning, Constance.
Good morning, Dr. Monteith. And I thought maybe I could talk about something a little bit closer to home, the Gulf of Mexico, what you were talking about, and its possible relationship to this occult network.
You go right ahead.
Okay. Dr. Monteith, this weekend those things hit me very, very bad. I mean, that there was a disaster out in the Gulf of Mexico is plausible. Even that they're having some trouble plugging it is plausible, but some things suddenly and forcibly came to mind to me. First of all, the New Age slogan is crisis equals opportunity. And certainly this Gulf crisis is being used as an excuse to plug a full throttle the cap and trade agenda of the New Age movement, which is their economic agenda where they want to control everything globally. And it's need a total tracking system for global sustainability. Back in the early, I believe it was the 1980s, was the Valdez oil spill, where the ship went aground. And after that, the New Agers went into full action. And one that you and I have talked about, Gordon Davidson, the husband of Corrine McLaughlin, the co-author of Spiritual Politics that you and I have discussed on this program or one of your other programs in the last month, he drafted the Valdez Principles. And among the Valdez Principles, every corporation that subscribed to it, and all good corporations were expected to get on board this, were to appoint a, quote, environmentalist, unquote, to their board of directors, meaning somebody who would be privy to inside knowledge about what was taking place. The corporations that took one on and actively participated with Gordon Davidson on this, and as you and I both know, Gordon Davidson is a Lucis Trust, meaning Lucifer Trust, activist of the highest order. He has never been ashamed of hiding his convictions on this, although he and his wife claim they were raised as Baptists, as Christian fundamentalists, but in their adult lives they have been exceedingly active New Agers with the entire agenda, shamelessly advancing it, holding group meditations, one of which Maurice Strong was photographed at Findhorn's Foundation in Scotland, praying for their new Christ, Maitreya, the Christ, a replacement for Jesus, to quickly make his reappearance and to establish his reign here on earth. Gordon Davidson succeeded in this beyond his wildest expectations, and these major corporations did appoint people in New Age insiders to their boards of directors. And I'm going to read to you one that appeared from one of their listings. Launch of Valdez Principles in the UK. It said Institute Director Guy Dauncey chaired a Green Alliance meeting at BP's Conference Center, at which Gordon Davidson, director of the Social Investment Forum in the States, introduced the principles, these capital P, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E-S, to the UK ethical investment community and UK environmental groups. The Confederation of British Industry, CBI's Environmental Business Forum in 1992...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Constance Cumby, and she's talking about the Valdez Initiative and how they certainly use the Valdez oil spill to further the goals of the New Age movement, the ability to use the environmental movement to regulate and control. That's what it's all about. They want everything under control so that when their God, the Antichrist, arrives, and they know what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not theoretical. They understand that the Antichrist and Lucifer will soon rule the world. That's what they want. They're behind this whole movement for the New World Order, and whether everybody pushing the New World Order is a Luciferian, they're certainly doing the Luciferians' work. But many of them are. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. Well, anyway, go ahead, Constance. You're talking about
I accuse. I'm really suspecting that there was some serious ecotage on this, and there was some inside knowledge. When I say ecotage, I mean sabotage of this. David Spangler wrote books that I read when I first started my research back in 1981, talking about how they were going to pull this New Age revolution off. And he said they didn't have to have the atomic weapons and things like that because acts of environmental sabotage and disruption of utility lines would work just as well. And I was so startled by that, I showed this to university professors and actually FBI agents in the Detroit area and said, I think you ought to be taking a look at this. This is something that could be very real. And certainly there were New Age groups such as Dave Foreman, Earth First, and groups that were participating in quote, ecotage to hasten this agenda. But the Valdez principles were set up by Gordon Davidson, and corporations were forced to subscribe. And BP was one of the active ones, and they had members, the New Agers had members on BP's board back in the early 1992, according to the account that I just read to you, an actual press release talking about it. And it was, in fact, the press release was quoted to Gordon Davidson, director, Social Investment Forum, Coalition for Environmentally Responsible Economy, CERES, 711 Atlantic Avenue, Boston, Massachusetts, 02111, with the USA telephone number given. Now, it said the Confederation of British Industry launched a six-point program whereby its member companies agreed to give a main board director responsibility for environmental matters, publish a policy statement, set clear targets for achieving the strategy, report progress publicly, ensure that employees understand the company's policy, and help small businesses that cannot afford heavy overheads to improve their environmental performance. Now, that all sounds good, but this meant that there were people with New Age agendas, New Age ideologies, and a New Age mindset. They worry about fundamentalists having access, but these were people, New Age fundamentalists of the highest order, having access to this material at a high level. And what aroused my suspicions was watching some of them interviewed the other day on television saying how they knew that BP before the fact that this disaster could happen because BP didn't know where most of the parts were for this, no plans where they could reconstruct it if there were to be a disaster. And I started going, wait a minute, how would these folks know unless they had some inside information? And then I remembered the Valdez principles. And it doesn't take much internet research, which they're probably going to be hiding frantically after today, to start pulling down these links. And
well, I think
Gordon
it's very interesting that Peter Sutherland, the former CEO of BP, went to work for just within a few months. Of course, he comes from the Trilateral Commission, goes to work for Goldman Sachs. They sell off 46% of their BP stock before the stock plummets. And you just sort of wonder what's the relationship between the Trilateral Commission, BP, and, of course, the Trilateral Commission controls the Obama administration.
This thing happened on Earth Day, Dr. Monteith. That is the high holy day of the New Age movement. And I think I'm beginning to think that it was just absolutely no accident and that a fiery sacrifice was offered to the gods of the New Age on that date. And that the seas are being poisoned, since, and it's given the New Agers their excuse, and they are riding high, and they are pushing this, and Gordon Davidson is riding very high on this thing right now. The entire cap and trade movement is riding high, and we are being told that we have to rush and put this mechanism in place, and in place because of this. And I think that there's been some sabotage on this thing. There's not a doubt in my mind. I don't know if this was – there's always a possibility that it was a legitimate accident and that it's the accident is being exploited by these folks who believe that crisis equals opportunity. But I think that given their past writings, what they've said they were going to do, what David Spangler said was going to take place, that this has to be investigated. Now, is there a relationship between David Spangler and Gordon Davidson where one would have knowledge of the works of the other? The answer is yes. These two have been affiliated and allied as long as I have been looking at the New Age movement and for several years before. And one of the things that they're deeply allied in is called the Center for Visionary Leadership. And David Spangler has contributions up there on their site and is deeply part of this center. The Center for Visionary Leadership was founded by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson in 1996 as a, quote, non-denominational educational center to help people develop the inner spiritual resources to be effective leaders. Now, these folks are shameless, upfront Luciferians.
And
not at all afraid to witness their convictions.
For your listeners, David Spangler has written about the necessity for a Luciferian initiation. Those are his words, not mine.
He said it was a required entry point to the New Age.
Right, a Luciferian initiation. Once you understand, ladies and gentlemen, these people are deathly serious. Go right ahead.
And what they are deathly serious about also is that we must have earth worship. And they are heading this into us, and thus we all have a shared perspective, and we have this, as Al Gore put it, another of their mindset, a central organizing principle. Unless we all have this, the Earth is going to have many more disasters of this type. And it's looking to me like it was a launching pad. They're in deathly serious about their 2012 deadlines. They were deathly serious about having machinery put in place by the year 2010. And this is just too convenient that it happened on Earth Day and that it happened with a corporation where Gordon Davidson and Corrine McLaughlin and their spiritual politics and their Valdez principles had the most corporate insight and the most corporate access. I am deeply suspecting, and I think it needs to be investigated, at least investigated, that this is something that should not be ignored by those investigating this catastrophe, that there was some ecotage involved in this, and that there were folks who had this agenda who saw it as something convenient, and it is happening. And at least these folks, if they were in possession of all this stuff and knew that we were in this imminent danger beforehand, why didn't they sound the sirens very, very loudly then and say, hey, you can prevent this disaster?
Well, whatever caused it, I think there's no question that they have intentionally not dealt with it. Certainly we learned that over 13 different nations have ships standing by. They're quite willing to help. They know how to get the oil out of the water, to separate the oil from the water, to collect it down by the wellhead. All of these have turned back because of the Jones Act, and, oh, we couldn't violate the Jones Act, and you know, it's all garbage. They do not want to solve the problem. As you say, the problem is the opportunity to get through their legislation to frighten the American people. But the propaganda that they put out, and they show us these beaches, beautiful white beaches, they got a few little oil blobs on them, you know, that tar balls they call them, and they say, oh, look how the water's been destroyed. And you, after a while, you begin to realize it's all propaganda for the political purposes of passing legislation, and which will eventually bankrupt this nation. But that's what they want. They want to destroy our nation.
Dr. Monteith, you understand that what they're saying here is that these Valdez principles, the launch of the Valdez principles in the United Kingdom, meaning the New Age commitment to put New Agers on the boards of these corporations, actually took place at BP, that the Green Alliance meetings were actually held at the BP's conference center, at which your old friend and my old friend, Gordon Davidson, the co-author of Spiritual Politics, which you've talked about, introduced the principles, and that this is what part of the thing that they were setting up, their six-point program. And basically it was to give the environmentalists access to all this company, private corporation information, which would be absolutely essential if somebody were going to sabotage this thing. Because last week when they were talking about it, I started going, how did they know? How did they know unless they had inside information on this prior to this thing taking place?
Sure.
And so the European Commission also have a draft directive on civil liability for damage to the environment, which would make companies and their banks jointly liable for cleanup costs. This is already frightening banks into directing their loans towards environmentally safe projects in case they are left with heavy cleanup costs once a company has gone out of business. Now, you talk about Goldman Sachs and the others selling off stock 3 weeks before. What I just read to you came from Gordon Davidson, the same one who wrote Spiritual Politics.
Well, I think if anybody has seen my talk on the financial Armageddon, I have a whole section there on the fact that Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson had spent a great deal of time praying with people and millions of their followers throughout the world, praying that Barack Obama would be elected president of the United States. And this was long before he was a candidate. I wonder why.
Now, here's the Valdez principles. This was said that it was named after the Exxon Valdez tanker oil spill disaster in Alaska. It's a voluntary code of conduct for the environment based on the, quote, Sullivan principles, unquote, campaign for U.S. companies operating in South Africa. and said the coalition of environmentalists and investors, which controls more than £300 billion in investments, includes 14 U.S. environmental groups, numerous religious groups, hundreds of fund managers, and the entire pension funds of California and New York City. Said a sign of their strength came when the Exxon Corporation agreed to appoint an environmentalist to its board of directors in the wake of the Exxon Valdez spill. And anyway, they're saying that, hey, they've got control of billions and billions of dollars, $300 billion there. Martin Palmer, who's another New Ager in the United Kingdom, one who wrote a book mostly attacking yours truly, me, New Christianity and the New Age, and he's Prince Philip's key chief religious advisor. He claims to head a $1 trillion consortium of churches' monies on these issues. And these folks, you're right, they are not playing. They are determined to do this stuff now, and it is more than possible that either they could have prevented this thing if they had that kind of inside knowledge, but I think what's more plausible is that given David Spangler's statements about how they were going to pull this thing off, statements they were confident we would never be able to understand even if we did read it, because we were just weren't, quote, enlightened enough to understand their illuminated writings. But they said, he said they were going to put this agenda in place by environmental sabotage.
And, you know, the most interesting thing is that there is a American law that the maximum amount of liability for any company, oil company, would be, drilling company, would be $75 million to clean up the damage after an oil spill. That is the law. Now, it may not, whether we like the law or not, it's the law, and it is the law of this country. So then why has British Petroleum agreed to put out an initial $20 billion, and now they're out trying to borrow more because this may cost them $40 or $60 billion? Why would a company do that, you know, if they're not required to? We'll be back in just a moment with Constance Cumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest this morning is Constance Cumby, and as I was saying just before we went to the break, I mean, the law, the official law, is that you only have to put out $75 million to clean up after an oil spill. Now, whether you like the law or not, that was the law. So why did British Petroleum agree to put out $20 billion and maybe another $20 or $40 billion? Would they intentionally destroy themselves? Is there another agenda behind what's going on? So much of what's going on doesn't make sense. But just turn on your television, and what do you see night after night? The oil gushing up from the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. And ladies and gentlemen, they're playing games with your mind. Once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Constance, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they get to your blog and how they get to your radio program.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Monteith. I have a very active blog spot with an extremely active forum, and which our comments section we use as an ongoing forum, and you don't need secret passwords or things to get in there. Just come on in and participate. You can give yourself another name if you don't want to use your own name, or you can use your own name. We welcome all. That's worldwideweb.cumby.blogspot.com, and if you forget all that, just Google or use whatever search engine you're using. Just put in the name Cumby, C-U-M-B-E-Y, and chances are it will take you as the very first link over to my perspective, what Constance thinks. And we have a wealth of materials available over there that, and some valuable links, and some of the most brilliant researchers in the world participating with us that are monitoring these events. And sometimes folks that don't agree with us are on there making their inputs too, and it makes for a fascinating mix and discussion. And I have an internet radio program twice a week, and we've enjoyed some pretty high ratings. We're over on worldwideweb.themicroeffect.com. That's the micro effect of run on word, T-H-E-M-I-C-R-O effect. I understand some stations have picked up rebroadcasts of our program as well, and the other night I noticed there was an extra station that was listed with the micro effect as carrying my program, which was interesting. But we were last week, I think we were ranging between number 4 and number 6 in the country on the rankings on Thursday, on last Thursday night. And that we are on live from 8 o'clock at night Eastern Time to 9 o'clock at night Eastern Time, and that's 5 o'clock to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And we've had some even people from foreign countries participate and call in. And it's a live program. You can call in. It's also rebroadcast, I understand, on weekends. I'm not sure when, but it is rebroadcast from time to time. And that's basically it. I'm trying to get an update on my book to your friend Tom Horn, but things happen so fast, Dr. Monteith, it's hard to write about it because as soon as you get it done, it needs revising.
I know, but you need to get that book back in print because it is seminal to everything going on. We do have your excellent talk that you gave for us, and it's available on DVD. It's called The Emergence.
Right.
And then we have
right. And in the meantime,
set.
If folks want my original book, you can pull it down for free on my blog spot as a PDF form if you have access to a computer. And I'll get that to Tom Horn. I really need to do that.
You really do.
I think I just It's so complex, Dr. Monteith, to outline this thing. Just because of a traditional outline just doesn't work on it because of the way it's structured. And I found that if I make just charts and start showing links and putting that on, that broke the writer's block. So you almost have to diagram it the way the Gerlach and Hines, the sociologist, said it was structured as an SPIN, segmented polycentric integrated network, because your traditional outlines just don't work on it. And that's been the reason for a block. It just keeps more tentacles and more tentacles and more tentacles, and organizing it is a chore.
Well, the thing is for the average individual with a Christian worldview, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, after all, you have your people who believe in the Christian worldview, then you have your people who deny the Christian worldview. We call them atheists. But there's a third group, and that are the people who worship the other God. And until people understand there is a supernatural element out there, there is a supernatural dimension, there really are people who tap into this other source of power, and they get great wealth and they get influence, and some of the richest people in the world are involved with this world occult movement. In fact, you go back and read the Aquarian Conspiracy by Marilyn Ferguson, and she will talk even about Zygmunt Brzezinski, one of the right-hand men of the Rockefellers, talking about how close his views are to theirs. Why, these people are Luciferians, ladies and gentlemen.
Marilyn Ferguson confessed to me personally that she had sympathy for Lucifer.
Right. Did she really? Because she
sent me an
email telling me that,
you know,
why she was just so upset because I'd written something about her and what a good Christian lady she was.
You know, it's very tragic because her mother was a Christian, and her mother was very, very concerned about her. And I hope that Marilyn Ferguson died repenting of her New Age involvement. I'm not sure that she did. She probably did not. But it would be very nice if she had. She could be a likable person on a personal level.
Well, so many of these people are nice. The only trouble is they've embraced the religion of a different God. Until people understand the Gnostic influence in our society today, there's not one person in 100,000 who understands it.
Dr. Monteith, we're looking at a movement of mass possession, and people fail to appreciate the danger of it. And I think that the people start, why did God tell us to stay away from certain things? Why did he give us lists of spiritual don'ts such as are found in Deuteronomy 18? Is our Creator a cosmic killjoy? No, our Creator knows our limits. He knows what we're capable of discerning and not discerning. He gave us those rules for our own safety and protection because he loves us, because he didn't want us to fall prey to hostile interests.
And there is a supernatural element out there. There is power, ladies and gentlemen, and stay away from it because, of course, it's a one-way trip to hell. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question for Constance, but Constance, I think it's amazing we haven't talked about the oil spill, but we both come to the same conclusion. We're being put on.
Yeah, and I think that there probably is an oil spill, and it's a real disaster, but I'm afraid, Dr. Monteith, that it was a disaster that came about as a result of foreknowledge and that some sabotage. I don't buy that it was. It's just, there's just too many pieces there. And when I heard the interviews last week of these, quote, environmentalists saying that they were trying to warn about this, that this could happen a long time ago because they knew that BP did not have the wherewithal to clean this mess up, I started going, wait a minute, how would they know? How would they know unless they had some inside knowledge? And then I recalled the Valdez principles, and then I recalled David Spangler's pronouncements of what would happen, and then I recalled the relationship between Paul Hawken, the movement that nobody saw talking, David Spangler, Gordon Davidson, and I thought this is it. They are ready. They're ushering this in. This is how they're doing it. This is their excuse for putting this thing over the top. And unless God stops it, we.
We'll be back in just a moment with Constance Cumming.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Constance Cumby. Our number, 877-254-7524. And the fact that there is this vast subversive organization permeates every aspect of our society, includes some of the wealthiest people in the world, and few people have ever heard of it. Well, that's because, of course, Constance has got their book reprinted, but certainly that was a bestseller back in the early 1980s. It's when I read it, and when it introduced me to this whole other dimension. So you pick up the story, Constance.
Okay. Are you talking about the New Age movement, Dr. Montes?
Right.
Okay. Well, I discovered the New Age movement originally back in 1981. I stumbled onto it when I was looking at some threads and looking at some very strange materials coming from Christian books, and I wondered where they were getting it, and I started tracking some of these things down to their source, and the source were places my mother warned me I should never go, occult bookstores. And when I tracked this down to occult sources, and then I was looking for a good book that would explain what the obvious and what I was finding, the book didn't exist, and so I figured that the topic might get kind of controversial, but these folks were out there so much in front, so I wrote letters to all the various authors whose New Age books I had picked up and told them their books had really helped me understand the new consciousness, the New Age movement, and could I please have permission to quote them in a book I was writing about it. And, of course, they all thought I was a kindred spirit, so they wrote me wonderful letters and with permission to fully quote them. Were they very surprised when my book came out, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow? And one of their favorite sayings in the New Age was, we are all one. The God in one is the God of all. That's kind of like an Apostles' Creed of the New Age movement that appears in the front of the Spiritual Communities Guide Handbook, which is a networking, very early directories of key New Age centers, the New Age centers where people work to advance the New Age agenda, and communities where people live together to get on with the aims listed under center. And it was very interesting because the reaction after they discovered to their horror that I was not one of their kindred spirits, that I did not wish to run off and join the Age of Aquarius, they started trying to cover tracks in a very big way. And I was kind of amused by it. And they are all one until you point out they are all one, at which point we are all separate. That's them, not us. And they were trying to cover tracks as fast as they could. And the reason they thought they were perfectly safe in giving me information and talking to me was that they were operating under a delusion. Now, there's a verse in the scripture that God gave these folks over to strong delusion, the ones that were in the camp of the Antichrist, so that they received not the love of the truth. And for this reason, God gave them over to strong delusion, they should believe a lie. Well, the lie they believed was that they were safe from detection because nobody could understand their books but an inside, an initiate, meaning somebody who was possessed as they were possessed. They're plugged into this. People ask me, how do people get into this thing? It's very simple. The scriptures say that no man has at any time seen God. The New Agers delve into the forbidden spiritual practices, a list of them, of things that God said don't do for our own protection. And enlisted in Deuteronomy 18, combined with thou shalt have no other gods before me. And that also was given for our own protection. We weren't to go off with strangers, just like parents tell their children not to go off and get involved with strangers, because the strangers may not be looking out for their best interests. God was warning us not to go off with a predator who was not looking for our best interests. And the predator's aim was to get back at God for ejecting him from heaven for rebellion against God, which, interestingly enough, the New Agers, such as Benjamin Krem, openly admit. And they've reversed everything. And in their eschatology and their theology, Lucifer was the planet, is a planetary savior, that he came to Earth and made a tremendous sacrifice to come to Earth and to free us from constraints in our evolution, from growing, that we were vegetating in this subtropical paradise, and that he had to come and rescue us from that very hideous fate. And it's all turned upside down. Benjamin Krem himself had made those statements, and to his surprise. But Alice Bailey, the founder of Lucifer Publishing Company, claimed to channel works from the Tibetan master Dzwalko, another demonic presence. And she said they didn't have to, that the works had to be released. They had to publish what they were going to do because they were instructions for disciples in the last quarter of the 20th century. But they did not have to worry about these books falling into the wrong hands, because nobody but an initiate could understand them anyway. So that's honestly what these folks all believed, every one of them. They believed that nobody could understand them but themselves, so they were perfectly safe putting them out. They didn't have a worry in the world. And what they forgot was, in listening to their God, Lucifer, was that God dispenses wisdom. And if God wanted somebody to see that stuff and expose it for it was going to happen, all the powers of hell notwithstanding. And
well, I think people have to understand there is a vast network across America. There's not one major city that doesn't have a metaphysical bookstore, and most bookstores, even many Christian bookstores, carry these books.
Well, and they infiltrated back as early, Dr. Monteith, as 1903, the Theosophists held a world congress, and they had felt they had taken care of much of their opposition in the World Parliament of Religions in 1893, where they had said that they had been successful beyond their wildest expectations, and now that Christianity could be used to help advance this. But in 1903, they had some concerns about how to reach the rest of us, and they held a world congress in Amsterdam. I have their printed proceedings. I'm staring across my office at a book, which I think I spent $75 obtaining that book about 25 years ago. And they were going to go to Christians, and they were going to take their theosophical principles, and they were going to couch it in language and concepts that Christians could understand, and that they had to go evangelize us, as distasteful as it was to them. They had to do this. They had to go reach the masses in the masses' own language. And so they have been working us with purpose and direction. They were working us with purpose and direction, and with some successes, some notable successes, when they were trying to usher in Krishnamurti as their new Messiah.
Hold that. We're out of time. Thanks so much, Constance. We'll talk to you later this week. Bye-bye.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2 a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoy our conversation with Constance Cumby, and I agree with her. I believe that we're not being told the truth, whether the oil spill was sabotage or whether it was accidental. The important thing is they've not tried to clean this thing up. They've not tried to cap this thing off. They've not tried to clean up the oil and get it and just simply suck it all up as it's coming out and just run it through a cleaner and separate the oil from the water. But they're not doing these things. Other countries, 13 other countries have offered to help. And we won't take their help. Why? Oh, we couldn't violate the Jones Act. Oh, my goodness, the Jones Act. Why is BP putting out all this money when their only legal responsibility is $75 million? Ladies and gentlemen, none of this makes sense unless you understand there's another agenda. And once you understand that agenda, then everything begins to make sense. Well, Sydney, to understand what's really going on in the world, you need to hear Constance Cumby. And if we have a wonderful talk with her, a DVD where she talks about the emergence, the coming of the Antichrist. And of course, the Antichrist will rule the world. They have a holy trinity. We have a Father, Son, Holy Ghost. They have Satan or Lucifer, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. We have the Ten Commandments. They have the Earth Charter. The Ten Commandments are in the Ark of the Covenant. Theirs is in the Ark of Hope. Everything is a mirror image of what's going on, and they laugh at us because we're so stupid we don't understand. Well, you need to see the DVD, The Emergence, our four-tape set or four-CD set, my interviews with Constance, called The Aquarian Conspiracy. You need to have this information. You need to help us get it out. We are in a race against time. We are moving towards war with Iran. When that war comes, there's going to be terrible consequences for America. I fear. I don't have any inside information, but I've been at this I'm in the 48th year now, and, well, I've got a pretty good grasp of what's going on, and I think they're going to be terrible, terrible financial and moral and spiritual consequences for America as we move into a war in the Middle East. Why would we do that? It doesn't make sense. It only makes sense if you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk, The Financial Armageddon. Why? Because we go in there into Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson and how for a long period of time they and millions of others were praying for the election of a new president of the United States named Barack Obama. I mean, get this material. We give you the sources of reference there. That's my talk, The Financial Armageddon. you'll certainly want to get our material on the Emergence, the DVD, the 4-CD set, the Aquarian Conspiracy, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Ladies and gentlemen, make preparations. Difficult times lie ahead. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, remember our all-day conference. It's on the 17th of October of this year. We've got a great lineup of speakers bringing them in from across the country. We'll be serving lunch. Starts early in the morning, goes till late in the evening. Certainly, if you want to get hotel reservations, we have a block of rooms. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.